So next up, we've got Frankie Bigface. And so I thought it interesting, and while I listened, that a lot of the vocals had the lead vocal would do a call, and then the backing vocals would do a response, and that happened in the verse, and I liked that, and I thought the chorus was suitably big, and I just think I described it as blooming, which I liked, and then I remembered why Frankie Bigface is popular. But you know, overall, like, this didn't leave a very strong impression on me.
I liked it. I thought the tremolo on the chorus was a strong choice, where it kind of waves in and out. Just in case I'm not clear, you know, when I say strong choice throughout, I often mean weird. But it's a good listen and a good song, and an excellent bridge. The bridge, I thought, was extraordinary. Excellent performance and production. You know, with a legend like Frankie Bigface, you have expectations, and I was happy that they were absolutely met by this song. But now I'm suspicious, because, you know, from Chumpy's call and response, but he's not in Spin Tunes this time around. Because that's the round two challenge, right? Is it call and response?
That is the round two challenge.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I didn't realize that. That's interesting.
So I wonder if he's going to do a shadow, or who knows?
That would be wonderful if he did, though it would make me very upset, as Lucky Witch has got a shadow as well.
Okay.
Well, you'll be overshadowed by a shadow.
Yes. Because it's Frankie Bigface.
Yeah.
And Dear Francis does so many things so well. I mean, the production on this is just crystal clear. It's just so well done. He's got this David Bowie voice, and it's done over this. It's as if David Bowie was the lead singer of ELO. There's some nifty bass stuff in there too. Like, it's good. It's not a song that I feel is going to stay with me, but it's not a song that I'm going to say, "Oh, there's, you know, this was trash." And like, no, like, Frankie Bigface does such great work, and this is incredibly solid.
Yeah.